In 1891, two little girls were lost in the sandhills of Nebraska. They'd been gathering flowers for their mother and strayed from the path in their quest for more and more blossoms. When night came, their father began to search for them. By morning, a full-scale search was underway, supervised by the sheriff and the local doctor. We often hear of people becoming lost in a forest, but never on the wide open plain. I'm Doug Johnson. That's next on Stories of the Heartland. Bassett, Nebraska's hometown, welcomes you.
I grew up in a small town close to Bassett, so I know the benefits of raising a family in a small town.
Everyone watches out for each other's children in a small town. Someone once said it takes a village to raise a child. That village is Bassett, Nebraska.
Living in a small town, our children can play in our front yard, and we don't feel like we have to be watching them every second.
Visit www.bassettnebr.com. This message is brought to you in part by Sandhill Equipment. Kate Dunning Keller wrote a poem in an epic format about the search for Tilly and Rita. She describes what it was like wandering on the sandhills for any length of time without water. Ask an old pioneer of this section if, with tired and weary feet, he has traversed the scope of the country and felt the intense, scorching heat. As the sand sent back a reflection to the steady ray of the sun, ask if he ever craved water before that journey was done. So the weary little girls plodded on looking for their home. They no longer thought of picking flowers, only of their little house and a cool drink of water. By the third day of wandering, 4-year-old Rita was growing weak. Tilly decided that she needed to work fast if they were to be saved. She told Rita to wait at the bottom of a hill while she climbed to the top to see if she could see their home, or any home. The two girls parted and never saw each other again. Little Rita did as she was told for a time while Tilly moved up the bluff. When Tilly got to the top, she must have thought the next hill was even higher, so she continued to climb. Rita decided to walk around the hill to meet her sister as she came down, and soon the girls were separated. It was about noon Wednesday when Sheriff Crow's yellow dog began to bay. Everyone in the vicinity converged on the howling dog, and there the searchers finally found 4-year-old Rita. She was delirious but alive. The young doctor quickly grabbed up the little worn-out heap and rushed her away from the men for fear they would try to give her too much water. He finally laid her down and bathed her face and tried to coax a small bit of water over the top of her swollen tongue. When she was able to focus on the rescuers, their first question was, "Where is Tilly?" Again, the words of Kate Dunning Keller. And with patient suspense they listened for a word from the lips so dumb. Oh, where is the older girl? Ah, which way did Tilly roam? At last came the low, painful answer. Dear sister went on to find home. Tilly and Rita's mother, Mrs. Howman, had been frantic during the long hours and then days of the search. She had begged to go with the men, but was assured her place was with her little ones, even younger than Tilly and Rita. However, when she later learned the girls had heard the calls of the search party, but refused to answer because they thought they were hostile Indians, Mrs. Howman had one thought that haunted her for the rest of her life. If she'd been along and called out the girl's name, would not they have recognized her voice? As she told the story in later years, she always asked her listeners if they thought the outcome would have been any different had she gone along. I'm Doug Johnson, and this is Stories of the Heartland. After Rita was found, another party of searchers from Dunning, 30 miles from Thetford, joined in on the hunt. Rita's condition concerned them, and they knew time was no longer on their side. Sheriff Crow found the path that Tilly had taken and told his old yellow dog to find Tilly. I'm Doug Johnson, and this is Stories of the Heartland.